Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
And we are talking to you here at 580 KIDO, taking your calls with our Common Core debate. We have Stacy Knudsen, Stephanie Zimmerman, and ladies, your group again.
Idahoans for Local Education.
Idahoans for Local Education. Michael Brickman joining us on the phone from the Fordham Institute. And Tea Party Bob and others will get to your calls shortly. But we go back to the phones. And where did we leave off? We want to make sure our guest, Mr. Brickman, has time. Mr. Brickman, anything that you want to say before we get back to the issue of the Common Core? I want to make sure that you get as much time as possible.
I appreciate it. And, you know, I think just the bottom line here is I think we agree that citing the Fordham Institute's analysis of state standards, your guests are saying, well, maybe Idaho can do better than even the Common Core. And I agree. And if there's a specific plan to do better, to upgrade what Idaho has now, I mean, you don't want to just totally scrap what Idaho teachers have been doing for a long time. 80% roughly of Idaho teachers support the Common Core. So you don't want to just pull the rug out from under them. But if you're saying Idaho standards before the Common Core were not as strong as the Common Core today, I would agree. And I think you can do better. I would agree with that too. But to say that the Common Core is somehow then insufficient based on some things that frankly aren't accurate. I mean, you look at the standards, read the standards. Strong focus on literature, strong focus on basic math facts. Again, Idaho's old standards didn't even require being able to know instantly that 5 times 5 is 25. And so if you want higher standards, start with the Common Core, see how you can do better. But let's talk about some of those specifics.
Just quickly, I would like to bring up the fact that the Thomas B. Fordham Institute has received...
Now, this is Stacy.
This is Stephanie. You can't even keep us straight, and you're looking at me. It's all right.
Here I am trying to help out Mr. Brickman, and I get smacked. What do I...
It's okay, Kevin. It's early.
Thank you. It's not like I do this every day.
But they have received at least $4.3 million from the Gates Institute or Gates Foundation. As early as 2009, they received a nearly $1 million grant. And I'm going to read this straight from the Gates Foundation website that says, to review the Common Core standards and develop supportive material. They received money from Gates for that purpose.
We've been extremely transparent about that. I mean, we've received support from a lot of different groups. We're not trying to hide that. We're not being anything but totally transparent about it. But I heard earlier one of you cited research we did from, I believe it was 2005 or 2006. So right there is your proof that we've been talking about the need for higher standards for a long time.
The
fact that other groups are supporting our work, I don't know why that's surprising.
The interesting thing, and Stacy can speak more to this in a minute because she's the one that actually found this, that document from 2005 is completely different than what Common Core is. Stacy, do you want to speak to that? You're the one that read that.
Well, hold on. Let's quickly go to Adam at 580KIDO. Good morning, Adam.
Yes, I'm calling because I have a third grader in the Valley View School District, and I can tell you from the math point of view, the standards, the way they teach it is not this old way or this, I don't remember the word she used, algorithm or what was the word she used for it?
The standard algorithms aren't being taught.
The standard algorithm, correct. In fact, the way you use math and the way I was taught where you stack your numbers, you carry your one and all that. They're not teaching that anymore. Matter of fact, they don't even master addition and subtraction before they get to the multiplication and division. They don't even memorize the times table. They don't. I mean, it's just confusing. In fact, the teacher sends homework home. Some teachers don't even send homework home because the parents don't get it. I went to the parent-teacher conference. They said, "Well, we gave a class so we could teach parents how we teach math now." It's like the only thing I see is they're changing it, but no results. There's no more positive results for it.
So, it's very easy, and I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your...
All right, Adam, we're going to let you go, but we'll let the panel answer the question. Thank you. All right.
Really appreciate it, Adam. And, you know, it's definitely good to hear from how this is being.
Yes, it's good to hear from Adam.
Interpreted in some of the school districts in Idaho. The problem is, if it's true that standard algorithms are not being taught in a particular school, they are not following the Common Core standards. There's definitely, just as there was in the past, textbooks out there, books out there, that are not the best way, not based on the latest scientific evidence about how to teach. The Common Core recommends that school districts focus on these science-based methods. And now you talk about your group, I believe it's Idahoans for Local Education. I believe in local education as well, but you can't on the one hand blame the Common Core for overreaching.
Right, let's go back to our
and blame it when
right, let's go back to our panel here in studio.
You cannot blame the teachers for what is going on here, because I don't know where you got the numbers that 80% of Idaho teachers support this. I have no clue where that comes from. Teachers are completely.
I can answer that. It comes from a poll of 20,000 teachers across the country done by Scholastic.
Oh, so it's not specifically Idaho then? It's not specifically Idaho.
No,
okay,
was,
I got it. Because
it was, excuse me, if I could correct you.
No, wait a minute, she was talking, and you jumped in there. Though, hold on, let her finish. Sir.
I am not willing to blame the teachers for what is going on here. Teachers are completely frustrated. We have had more teachers approach us and say, we can't say anything because we are afraid of losing our job, but we are confusing kids. We aren't teaching the way we should be. We have to teach to this, though, because we are going to be evaluated on the Smarter Balance assessment tests. So I am not, you know, don't come to us and say, you know, you guys aren't doing it right. This is what we have been told by Common Core. We are supposed to teach. And there is a document right here that Stacy has. I'm sorry. You can't blame the Idaho teachers for the way they're teaching Common Core. This is Common Core, and this is the reality of it.
You can go. I mentioned earlier the Idaho website, and you can go and look at the grade. And just search grade level articulation in Idaho, and it shows how they're expecting the teachers to teach the math, and it isn't. But it's interesting. In 2005, before they received the Gates money specifically to support Common Core, the Fordham Institute, they said, the standard algorithms are powerful theorems, and they are standard for a good reason. They are guaranteed to work for all problems of the type for which they were designed. Knowing the standard algorithms in the sense of being able to use them and understand how and why they work is the most sophisticated mathematics that an elementary school student is likely to grasp, and it is a foundational skill. So that's a big shift.
All right, let's get Mr. Brickman back in here.
Sure. So I'm not blaming teachers. I am totally with you that we should not blame teachers. Regarding the poll, it was specific to Idaho. And in fact, 3/4 of Idaho teachers, 78%, felt that they were enthusiastic about the implementation of Common Core. 82% felt that the standards would have a positive impact on students' ability to think critically and use reasoning skills.
And this was before they were using them.
Hold on. Go back and forth.
Let's extend the same
courtesy.
We
can go back and forth about whether the Common Core focuses on standard algorithms. It's not surprising when some people are having, when there are misperceptions about what the Common Core actually is, what it actually supports, when there are folks who are saying that it doesn't support the standard algorithms. Now, if that's something that's being said in Idaho, that's something that needs to be corrected, but I can assure you, go look at the standards. It focuses on the standard algorithms.
Yeah, go look at the standards, the grade-level articulation.
Okay, we're going to look at the standards. We're going to take a break. Shelley, Tea Party Bob, and Tom Munns, your calls next as we continue on here at 580 KIDO.
3 to 6 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Continue on at 580 KIDO. Michael Brickman with us from the Fordham Institute. Taking your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Once again, joined by Stephanie Zimmerman, Stacy Knudsen, as we continue to debate Common Core. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Shelley and Star at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Shelley.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me. I just am listening to your guests, and with all due respect, they are doing a great job, but it's making me go cross-eyed. I don't have a dog in the fight because we've opted out of the public school system, but I just don't understand why we keep reinventing the wheel over and over with public instruction. We have a model out there across the country that all we have to do is look at why it's successful, and that's the private school system. When you look at the private schools with their high standards and especially their curriculum, we can just model that. Like they're talking about math, for example. A proven, for decades, a proven math curriculum is Saxon Math. You can go on Amazon right now and buy it. Why? You can watch YouTube videos and have your kids sit there and learn math. Why we keep reinventing the wheel and coming up with, oh, this will be better, this will be better. Something's already working out there. And our charter schools are trying to model our private schools. And the parents get all excited and put their kids in these charter schools. You know, a lot of public school teachers and politicians, if you watch where the politicians are putting their kids, they're putting their kids in these private schools. And a lot of people sacrifice a lot to put their children in these private schools because you only have these 12 years to educate these kids. And those are lost years when these people are trying to tinker with this curriculum and tinker with the standards. And it's actually the private schools are doing it cheaper. And the private school teachers usually get paid less on top of that.
Okay, Shelley, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. We go to Tea Party Bob at 580KIDO from the Gem State Patriot.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Living the dream, brother.
Just very quickly, you know, I don't believe in Common Core education. I believe in common sense education. And pardon me for being a bit skeptical about the reasons that Mr. Brinkman is promoting Common Core. But the institute you are employed by specifically received $2 million from the Gates Foundation to track and to promote the Common Core until your institute received that money. You hadn't been doing a lot of work in that area, at least not specifically in this. You know, if you had not...
Well, if I could correct the record there, and, you know, we've been over this.
I just want to finish, and then I'm done. If you had not received this money, you would not be doing as much work as you have been doing to promote Common Core, because I've found through my lifetime that there are very few people who work without being paid for their labor. And as I say, if you follow the money, you'll always find the root of the problem.
Sure. So, again, we've been through this, and, you know, it's fun to question motives and all that, but the reality is you can go to our website right now, edexcellence.net, and you can look at our work dating back to the 90s and 2000s when we were promoting standards-based reform. We were highlighting the fact that many states, including Idaho, and I'm not picking on Idaho because my home state of Wisconsin had standards that were far, far worse than what Common Core has delivered, and far, far worse than what Idaho had before. And so to say we were never looking at standards, I mean, anyone can go look at our website and see all of the work dating back over the years where we were. Regarding the caller before, and I really appreciate the call. I think that was a great point about the need for school choice. Glad to hear that she has made that school choice for her kids and has, you know, found an option that works for her kids. And to say that we need to find the best of what's working and implement that in other places is exactly right. To me, I think the Common Core is that. It was states getting together and saying, this is the science and evidence-based work that we've done. Let's combine it. Let's make a product that's better overall, and I think Idaho has been really smart to adopt that that better product.
All right, Tea Party Bob, thank you for the call. Our panel here.
Back in 2005, yes, they have been studying standards and curriculum and that for a long time, but once they started getting grants from the Gates Foundation, excuse me, and you can go find this, they're... they do a 180 in what is important and how to teach and what is necessary. And, to be perfectly honest, even if...
We would hope.
well, I try most of the time. Even if Common Core were the absolute top-rated standards in the nation, which they are not. There are those that are higher. There's California, there's Indiana, there's Massachusetts. You know, I would much rather go with something like that. I don't plan on leaving a vacuum. Let's adopt something like that. But even if they were the top-rated standards in the nation, I would not want to use them because of the federal mandates and federal strings that have come along with them. The Common Core standards and assessments are actually only one of the four pillars of education reform. That if you look at our state fiscal stabilization fund documents, you look at our race to the top documents, you look at our ESEA waiver, our No Child Left Behind waiver, you go on to the White House website, they all have the same four pillars. And Common Core is just one of those. We've got common standards and assessments. We've got equitable teacher distribution. We've got teacher evaluations. And we've got a statewide longitudinal data system. So, Common Core is not just about the standards. It is about so much more that any time you get in bed with the federal government, there are strings, there are things that you have to do to get the money, to get the waiver, whatever. This is more than just about the standards. This is about federal control.
How much money
this
did,
is about federal control. hold on. This is about federal control over a state issue. If we sign on to Common Core, if we keep down this path, we lose our sovereignty.
Well, perhaps we already have. Mr. Brickman, we're going to let you respond coming up next after the break.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Back to Michael Brickman from the Fordham Institute as we continue on here at 580KIDO. And again, we want to make sure that everybody has some time. We've got some calls. So, Mr. Brickman, go ahead, please. And by the way, our folks in studio, Stephanie Zimmerman, Stacy Knudsen here at 580KIDO.
Thanks so much. You know, before we left for the last break, your other guest talked about federal involvement. Now, we're all conservatives. We're all trying to oppose Obamacare. That is a federal mandate. That is something that was delivered by Congress and is in all 50 states. And the battle is being fought in Washington. The Common Core, on the other hand, is a state-led initiative. It's only in 45 states. A mandate usually doesn't go to only some of the states. And it's being, I respect your right to oppose the Common Core, but let's face it, the battle is being fought at the state level. So I think that kind of proves that this is a state-led initiative. If Common Core is dropped in Idaho, then it will be done by Idaho. Regarding just one other fact that I have to point out, thanks to the magic of commercial breaks and the Internet, we've gone back and forth about standard algorithms. We've been accused of changing our tunes. Supposedly the Common Core does not include standard algorithms. I was asked to look at the Idaho grade level articulation. Well, I looked at the grade level articulation, and I'll read a direct quote. Students are expected to fluently multiply multi-digit whole numbers using the standard algorithm. If you look at the standards themselves, actually go and read the standards, which I encourage all the listeners to do, and look for it.
Look at the examples of how to teach it.
To multiply, excuse me, students are expected to multiply multi-digit whole numbers using the standard algorithm. Addition, using the standard algorithm. Division, standard algorithm. So when that's so clearly laid out in the standards and there's this misinformation out there, I wonder if maybe now you can acknowledge that the standard algorithm is part of it.
And we go to the phones, Tom Munns, TomMunns.com, Munns Tom Twitter at 580KIDO.
Good morning. Thank you. Idaho, I want you to listen to me, and I want you to understand that you need to do your research on this. There's a lot of things that aren't being covered in Common Core. We need to get away from this talk about the standards because it's way more. The federal organ, this is a basic undermining of American liberty and their constitutional law. And a lot of what has been said today is inaccurate. The federal organizations, may be, if you don't really understand how to be able to follow this, call me. I'll be posting this on my website.
Tom, do you have anything?
We've got private organizations that are controlling. This is about money. We've got this is federal. The Obama is actually granting. He's granting flexibility. I don't see that power in the Constitution. This thing was passed overnight. when it was denied as an original vote through Propositions 1, 2, and 3, I believe. I want everybody to focus on the lawfulness of this thing and how it's undermining. They're actually integrating the Department of Labor, the Department of Transportation, the National Security Administration, and the Department of Homeland Security through the P20 program to be able to collect data on our kids. And if they're not just collecting data on our kids, they're collecting data on you. And I've got 100 pages of document proof to be able to prove this is an absolute catastrophic mess, and this is going to be the ruin.
And you can get that at
nail in the coffin of liberty. And I just wanted to leave that to everybody.
Sure, TomMunns.com, Munns Tom Twitter, Tom Munns on Facebook for that. Mr. Brickman, do you agree with that statement?
No, I'm not sure. Unfortunately, I think the caller has a bunch of misinformation.
Okay.
And that's the problem here. There's so much misinformation that's out there.
We've got to run. We thank you, sir. We'd love to have you back.
I would love to come back.
We'd love to have you back. Thank you, sir.
Anytime.
Okay,
thanks.
Take care. All right. Ladies, thank you. Your website, if people want more information.
Idahoansforlocaleducation.com.